Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Mina Brooks Schmidt, a local singer. Thank you for being here, Mina.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you in the studio. Nice to have this conversation following up what the little PSA we just heard, which was about a totally different performance, but about music and performance, and that's what we're here to talk about this morning. But before we dive into your upcoming performance, I want to give listeners a chance to get to know you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Sitka. I grew up singing here and YPT and dancing and all sorts of things.
Okay, so yeah, most people are probably familiar with your name because, right, you were born and raised here, and you've been performing here for a few years, actually. But I do want to hear a little bit about your journey as a singer. So were you singing your whole life? Tell us about that part.
Yeah. So I guess I have been singing my whole life. When I was little, I'd sing with my grandma and my mom. My grandma and I sang lots of songs from Sesame Street and old movies like The King and I. So I've always loved singing. And I got to do more of it when I was a fourth, fifth-ish grader, singing with YPT and getting to do youth theater. And then I did choir all through middle school and high school, too, with the school. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's something that you've always done. It sounds like it was just something you did for fun as a young person. No, didn't take lessons, you know, when you were three or anything like that.
Yeah.
But that then you had this introduction or this moment where you took your singing to more of a public venue, which was with YPT. And then there was another stage in your journey, which was when your dad asked you to do a little bit more public performing. Tell us about that.
Totally, yeah. So my dad and also my mom thought it would be really cute to have a little kid on stage for the annual holiday brass concert that my dad puts on. So they had me sing Jesus Christ the Apple Tree, and I was so nervous, and I did not want to do it. And so my dad thought it would help if he got if he enlisted someone to help me prepare. And he asked Rhiannon Gavon, who also works at the camp, to give me some lessons. And she became my voice teacher then on through when I left for college. And I still see her all the time. So, yeah.
Because she is also an opera singer and has her formal training is in vocal and being in opera. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's super true. Yeah. Yes.
And I want to also just fill in any gaps for any listeners who aren't familiar. Roger Schmidt is your dad.
Yeah.
And he is the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and every year puts on the annual holiday brass concert.
Yeah.
And is an amazing trombonist as well.
Yeah, yeah. He plays trombone. So lots of music and lots of classical music in my house.
Yes. And then your mom is Janine Brooks, and people might know her from the school system, but also being connected to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Yep.
And then Rhiannon Gavon, right, a local opera singer who people have probably heard perform as well, and who was your vocal teacher. And somewhere in there, it shifted for you to like, I'm going to pursue this into beyond just high school or as a hobby or as a love. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I got super into musical theater from performing in it and getting to watch other people do musical theater. So that was like my hobby was following Broadway in middle school. And then that sort of shifted when I was in high school. I was like, wow, musical theater is amazing, but what if there was like even more of it through time and space? In these fabulous big halls, and it's like musical theater, but even more dramatic and crazy. So I got super into opera. About COVID times, I watched tons and tons of Met free on demand opera streams and stuff like that. So yeah.
And then you decided I'm going to pursue this in, you know, post high school. I'm going to go get a degree in this. So tell us, where did you go to school and what are you studying?
Yeah, I attend Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, and I'm there to sing classically, sing opera. I'm getting a degree in vocal performance, which I'll complete next spring.
You just finished your junior year.
Yep.
And what an interesting degree. We were chatting before we came on the air. I got to hear a little bit about what you study, and I'd love for you to share that with listeners. It's really interesting.
I take lots of sort of like very very practical classes for singing on stage. So I took acting classes and theater classes, and I take language. I took German, French, and Italian, but please don't ask me to speak those. And I take diction and things like vocal pedagogy, where I learned sort of like the anatomy of the vocal tract and breathing. And things like that. It's really cool. I've really loved getting to sort of get into the nitty-gritty of what I do.
Yeah, it's so interesting to hear you mention things like learning languages or anatomy, but with such a different like driving force for why you're doing it.
Totally.
Like, you're maybe not learning those languages to go have a conversation, but it's maybe to understand how to pronounce them correctly when you're singing, or you tell me.
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, it would be awesome if I could speak them. I wish I could. In my sort of day-to-day singing life, it really helps having some knowledge background and being able to pronounce things accurately and know which words are just important even in a song. It's a great skill to have and kind of a fun way to look at language. We think a lot about also just like literally the phonemes and the sounds that make up language and how those differ between languages. And that totally affects how we produce sound, which then in turn affects how we sing in different languages, which is also really magical.
Yes, very interesting. You just finished your junior year. You've got one more year to go, but you already have, your sights on kind of what you want to do long term. So tell us a little bit about what might be coming next for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to grad school next year next-ish year. And I would love to be an opera singer eventually. So heading down that path.
Okay, very exciting. And part of that pathway is a little bit of education that you're going to do this summer in Sicily.
Yes!
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I am heading to Sicily on the 20th of June. I'm going to a summer opera program where I'll be studying with teachers and working on a little Italian and getting to work with teachers from the U.S. and from England and from Europe. And it'll be really cool. We're also doing three operas. We're doing La Bohème, we're doing Elixir of Love, and we're doing La Sonnambula. And I get to be in I'm in all of them. I get to be in the chorus, and then I get to perform a lead role in one of them. So it'll be really cool. I'm super excited.
Yeah, it sounds like it's quite an experience. I'm sure being in the chorus, you learn a lot from that experience. And of course, being a lead role, you learn a lot from that experience as well.
Yeah.
And that's coming up soon. You leave June 20th, so you're going to squeeze in a performance here in Sitka before then. And that's going to be June 12th, which is Thursday, 7 p.m. at Odess Theater. And tell us about this performance.
Yeah. So it's me and Susan Reed on piano, my fearless and eternal collaborator. I love her so much. We are going to be doing under an hour of art songs and arias. We talked a little bit about art song before we got in here.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. Art song is just sort of the broad term we use for lieder and chanson. And so a lot of old songs that are in the Western classical tradition. So things like if it was 200 years ago and you were just writing a song for fun and in the German language in Germany, we would now refer to that as an art song.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's almost like the equivalent of a pop song. It's just that they used to be performed in parlors. You didn't have CDs and you
would. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. So art songs, we'll be doing art songs. Mm-hmm. What are you excited about? Just for the layperson about this performance, I'm sure there's lots, that is exciting to you as an artist, but maybe just more for just the rest of us.
Yeah, totally. I think something that's really exciting about classical music specifically, especially classical singing, is I don't use a microphone. It's all acoustic. And I think the way that sound sort of moves through a hall in person and through your body, and it's in the Odess Theater, which is such a wonderful place to perform. I think it's a really special sort of feeling and experience that you can't get from a recording. Mm. And I think people will find I'm singing lots of songs in different languages, but I give everybody a packet with translation. So you'll be able to follow what the poetry's saying, because art song is all this wonderful poetry. I think you're going to be surprised by what a sort of normal experience it will be to just hear songs sung and stories told.
Very nice. Yeah. Lovely. Let's see. And this is actually free. People can come and just listen to you perform. You are happily taking donations as well if people want to give a little bit of something, because this will be help you get to Sicily, if I understand correctly.
Yep. Yeah, but people are just welcome. Donate if you'd like, but also just welcome to come for free and just listen.
Okay, so you don't need to get tickets anywhere. Just come to Odessa Theater on Thursday, June 12th at 7 p.m. to hear Mina Brooks Schmidt perform. And thank you, Mina, so much for coming in this morning and chatting with me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.